Look, Excellency. Sila has dashed the sacred monkey to the ground and killed it.
Quickly then, Ganga. The people will be upon us.
Kids, don't miss this exciting adventure with little Ganga and his great bull elephant, Tila. And to tell it, here is Smiling Ed McConnell.
Yes, kids, you'd better come running. It's old Smiling Ed and his Buster Brown gang. I got you. You got you there, my God. But there's only one kind of shoes for me. Good old. Buster Brown's on the air out here in Hollywood. It's Smiling Ed, Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, and Froggy the Gremlin. And we're going to start our program off right now with our story. Well, kids, once again, we journey thousands of miles to India for a story about our little friend Ganga, the elephant boy, and his great charge, Tila the Bull Elephant. Now, as you remember, Ganga worked for the young Maharaja of Bacoor as a mahout. One day he was washing his great elephant in the river when a visitor came to the elephant yard.
Yeah, such an elephant. How does one elephant get so dirty? I wash you, you roll in the mud. And I wash you again. And again you roll in the mud. An elephant you are. Ha! A large pig. So, no more. Go to the riverbank. Tila, go to the bank, or indeed I will have to punish you. Get out of the river. You have had enough bath. So, now your trunk, Tila. Put me down. So, now I suppose you must have some hay.
Ganga! Huh? Ganga!
Sing. What do you do here in the elephant yard?
Such news I bring, Ganga. Have you heard of the great happenings in the village of Navinpur?
Navinpur? Ha! A jungle village. What care I...
Aye, young one. You have too quick a tongue in your head. Hear this news. In the village of Navinpur lives the reincarnation of the great Rama and his wife Sita.
What? Rama, the Brahmin god, and his wife? They have come back to Earth to live?
Not only to do Rama and Sita live in this village, but the monkey god Hanuman has sent hundreds of the monkeys to live there also.
The sacred monkeys have descended on the village of Navinpur. Aye, then there is trouble in that village, for the monkeys will eat the food of the people. That I know.
Aye, Ganga, how you talk. The monkey is sacred. He must give up everything to help him.
The monkey is a jungle beast and should stay in the jungle. Aye, that is the call. The young Maharaja calls me. Excuse me, Singh. I must go to His Excellency.
Yes, kids, in India, many superstitions still exist. Now, there are some people in India, like little Ganga, who refuse to believe the ancient myth of Rama and his wife Sita and the monkey god Hanuman. But millions of people do believe, and getting them to understand the truth is a long and difficult job. Anyway, little Ganga answered the summons to come to the palace of the young Maharaja.
Ganga, you have read the Ramayana?
Excellency, I've read many verses of the great poem, but not all of them. But the story I know.
Tell it to me. I would like to see how much you know.
The story is simple, Excellency. Thousands of years ago, according to the Ramayana, the god Vishnu came back to the earth as the man Rama. This Rama had a wife named Sita. One day, the demon Ravana captured Sita and carried her to the island of Ceylon.
And that is right so far. Go on.
Well, Rama called on Hanuman, the monkey god, who was supposed to be the child of a nymph and a wind god. Hanuman called all the monkeys to help, and they carried many big rocks and threw them in the river, and thus they built a bridge between India and Ceylon so that Rama and the monkeys could cross to the island.
And did they cross?
Oh, yes. So the story in Ramayana says, Rama and Hanuman and the monkeys crossed the bridge and rescued Sita from the demon Ravana. Ever since, the monkey has been a sacred one in India.
That is the story, Ganga. Now, do you believe the story?
Excellency, I think it is foolish for the people to worship a stupid monkey. And the monkey eats the people's food.
You are very right, Ganga. In the village of Navinpur, a man and woman claim to be Rama and Sita come back to Earth. And they have brought with them hundreds of these sacred monkeys. Monkeys eat all the grain and the fruit of the villagers, and thus my people in the village of Navinpur are starving.
And one may not chase the monkeys away, or the villagers will be very angry.
Ganga, I must go to Novinpur at once and talk to these two.
But you would be recognized, Excellency. Now, perhaps I could ride Tila to Novinpur and live among the people for a while. I might learn more than you, Excellency.
Agreed, Ganga. Take Tila and start for Novinpur at dawn tomorrow.
This story. Yes, sir, just as like you like Buster Brown shoes. Yes, sir, we're buddies, kids, and we stick together. You just take it from me, second best shoes just don't pay off. And that's another big reason why I want all my buddies to have Buster Brown shoes. Because Buster Brown shoes have what it takes for plenty of wear. Good materials, you bet. And they're made by men who really know what my buddies like. You just can't beat that smart, grown-up-looking Buster Brown style. So any way you look at it, kids, Buster Brown shoes are tops. They look swell, they feel swell, and they wear and wear and wear. Buster Brown shoes are the shoes all my Buster Brown gang wears. So if you want to be a real member of my Buster Brown gang, then you do like the rest of my gang. Always look for that picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe.
That's my dog, Ty. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right. Look for the picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoes. Now back to our story. Well, Ganga and the young Maharaja were certainly surprised to hear the strange news from the village of Novinpur that a man and his wife claiming to be the gods Rama and Sita had come back to Earth and were making their home in the village. But the fact that those two people had apparently brought a flock of sacred monkeys to the village was bad news. For as often happens, these monkeys will descend on a village or town in India and eat everything the poor people need for themselves. And because the Hanuman monkey is thought to be sacred, no one can stop them. And so, Ganga resolved to go to Novinpur to see what's happening. He rode Tila through the jungle until he reached the outskirts of the village.
Stop, Tila. Now, here is a good hiding place. Here is heavy grass, and here are great banyan trees. Yet I'm sure no one from the village will come out here to cut food for the oxen. Your trunk, Tila. Put me down. So, now let me put your leg chains on and... There you are, great Tila. Now wait patiently, and soon I will come back to you.
And so brave little Ganga walked straight into the village of Novinpur and asked questions and directions to the house where the supposed Rama and Sita lived. And even as the boy walked toward the house, a beautiful woman and a handsome, though sinister man, talked to each other inside the house.
Namir, how long...
Quiet, what... you fool. What if someone heard you call me Namir? I am supposed to be Sita and you are Rama. We will use those names and only those.
Oh, but while we are by ourselves, I do not see why we should not use our own names.
Because someone might pass and hear us. There is no door, only an opening on this house. As long as we are playing the parts of Rama and Sita, we will play them well.
Very well. I will remember to call you Sita. Do you not think it is time to leave this village?
No. There are more rupees to be had here.
Yes, but the food supply is down so low, the village is near to starvation now.
What do I care for these fools in Novinpur? They still have many rupees hidden in jars and pots in their homes. We will have every rupee we can find. Then we'll leave their miserable village and move to another. Soon, my fine husband, we shall be rich.
Perhaps, but oh, I grow sick of this life with monkeys. Work, work, work. Look at them. I feed them, I bathe them, I clean up after them. And for thanks, what do I get? They bite me. Especially that big brute, your favorite one.
Baka? Baka there is the smartest of all our trained monkeys. Does he not lead the trained ones into the jungle and return to the village with thousands of the wild monkeys? How else could we control a village without Baka and the other trained monkeys?
Yes, but the work I must...
Ah, you are a lazy lout. But you will do as I say until we get every rupee out of this village that we can find. Meanwhile, we...
May I come into the revered presence of the great Rama and Sita?
It is a boy.
What do you want here, boy? No one is to enter this house.
But I have journeyed far, having heard that here in Novinpur, we are the divine ones. I have come only to offer to work for you and to help you.
Well, boy, we have nothing.
But my dear Sita, perhaps the boy could help us care for the sacred monkeys.
Perhaps this would be a wise idea. What is your name, boy?
I am called Ganga.
People of Novinpur, Hanuman the monkey god is angry with you. He called upon you to give up your gold, your rupees. Many rupees you have given, but still you have some buried in your houses. Bring them to Rama.
Beautiful Sita, wife of the great Rama, we have no more gold to give.
That is not true. I know. Hanuman the monkey god knows. There are still gold and rupees hidden in your houses.
But the little gold we have left is to buy seed for next year's planting. If that is taken, then we starve.
You must have faith. Faith in Rama and Hanuman. Bring the gold. Call the wild ones, Baka. Call them. Bring them to the village from the trees of the jungle. Call the wild ones, Baka. See you, people of Novinpur. The chosen ones of Hanuman will come again to take away your food. Hanuman is displeased. Bring your gold, O Rama. Bring your gold, O Rama, and quiet the wrath of the monkey god, Hanuman.
Well, Ganga was sure by now that the man who called himself Rama and the woman who was called Sita were frauds. That night, Ganga scurried off to the jungle where Teela waited patiently.
So, Teela, my great one, did you worry about me? I was very busy, but now you have work to do. You must go swiftly and alone back to the palace. See, I have written a note to the young Maharaja. You must deliver it. Kneel, Teela. Now, see, I will put the note in the plate of your head harness. So, now, up, Teela. Up. Now, home, Teela. Go home.
Hurry, Excellency. It is of great importance.
But I cannot imagine why. Teela. Teela is home. Where is Ganga?
This is why I called you, Excellency. Ganga was not with Teela. The elephant returned riderless.
Ah, then we must look for something. Kneel, Teela. Now then, Ganga rode Teela's head. He did not put on the howdah. So, we look in the head harness. So, Teela. As I thought, a note hidden in Teela's head harness. Here, let me read it. Well, things happen fast in Novinpur. Sing.
Yes, Excellency.
Hold the Mahouts to put the light hunting howdah on Teela. I go to Novinpur.
Sita, the people say the Maharaja has been seen coming through the jungle. He will see in a moment what we have done.
So, and perhaps find his own village turned against him.
You have a plan, Sita?
Yes, I have a plan. The monkeys, why are they permitted to overrun a village and eat the food of the people?
Why? Because the Hanuman monkey is sacred to the people, of course.
True. And if a person strikes or injures one of them, then what?
He might be torn to pieces by the people. But I don't
Listen,
see what...
I will meet the Maharaja to speak with him. I will take Baka with me. Baka is surly and bad-tempered, but he is still a Hanuman monkey. I will make him attack the Maharaja. I am sure he will fight the monkey. Then we will see what the people think when they see their sacred monkey struck to the ground.